The Matanuska Susitna Burrow's unused ferry Susitna is approaching Seattle on the end of a tugboat's tow rope. The beleaguered ship is close to being sold, but the vessel needs work, and the Burrow Assembly is holding off on approving more money for engine repairs. Alaska Public Media's Ellen Lockyer has more.
2 weeks ago, the Matsu Assembly heard the bad news. Four engines on the motor vessel Susitna need complete overhauls. The work needs to be done in Seattle and soon to beat a March 31st deadline. The sale of the ship to the Philippine Red Cross is contingent on successful engine repairs. The assembly has approved the removal of the ship from Ketchikan and has directed Borough Manager John Moosey to seek an extension of the deadline from the buyers. Tuesday night, Moosey explained why assembly members did not have an extension agreement in front of them.
Tonight we have a verbal agreement, but we do not have that in writing.
He said the borough has asked the Philippine representatives for a 90-day extension for completion of the work. That brings the deadline to July 1st. But an earlier contractual agreement with the buyers contains a clause for a 45-day extension on repair completion. It was unclear which extension the buyers will accept. Matsu Borough Attorney Nick Spiropoulos tried to explain it to the body.
The full-blown contract amendment, it says there is a 90-day extension. But if through no fault of the boroughs, the vessel is not ready, we can trigger an additional 45 days. When we pared it down, because they said they could approve it without going to the board, the pared-down version doesn't have that.
Spiropoulos says the agreement to purchase the vessel could evaporate if the buyers don't grant the borough extra time. An ordinance now before the assembly would allow the borough to spend an additional $2 million on the repairs on top of the $1.1 million already approved for ferry engine work. Moosey says that money would be reimbursed by insurance. But assembly members balked at approving more money without a signed agreement regarding the extension. Port McKenzie Director Mark Von Dongen urged the assembly for quick action, but Assemblyman Steve Colligan moved for a delay in voting on the money until an agreement is in hand. A vote on Colligan's motion ended in a tie vote. Borough Mayor Vern Halter broke that tie by siding with Colligan on the delay until a March 1st meeting. Manager Moosey says the Susitna is on the way to Seattle and should arrive by Thursday morning. He says if all goes according to plan, the repairs and sea trials should be complete by May 22nd. However, he said there is really no plan B if the buyers don't go along with the borough's request for more time.
You know, it's our intention to get this thing resolved and eliminate the risk, but everything about this doggone boat has gone wrong. Every single thing. The only thing they did right is they painted the logo on the side of it. And we're just trying to get out of this gigantic floating pickle.
Moosey said, in the end, the giant floating pickle may have to be scrapped at additional cost to the borough. I'm Ellen Lockyer.